All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, I got things going on the right foot on Thursday night as I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers to defeat the Tennessee Titans. I thought that the game would be a little bit closer, but Pittsburgh was up for the challenge, and that has been Pittsburgh's MO for the past few years. They play very good against the teams that are the contenders, but the teams that they are expected to steamroll, they tend to struggle. Now, the Titans do have an opportunity to get back on track as they are still right in the mix to win the AFC South, while for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are trying to keep pace with the New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs as the top teams in the AFC. Now, with that said, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow. A lot of games that have playoff implications, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 11 in the NFL. Now, I'm going to get things started tomorrow in the Windy City, as you are going to have the 3-6 Chicago Bears hosting the 5-4 Detroit Lions in an NFC North matchup. Now, for the Lions, they are a very difficult team to figure out. They're 5-4, and then they're 3-1 away from Ford Field this season. You look at quarterback Matthew Stafford, he's probably playing some of the best football of his career, and this guy definitely is the real deal. You look at the Bears, and they had an opportunity to really grow up. This young team did last week, but they failed to get a victory versus the Green Bay Packers at home. I said during the second half of the season that the Bears are going to be a tough team and they're going to get somebody. And for the Lions to win this contest, they are going to have to pack a lunch. I think Detroit has just enough to escape Chicago. Thus, I'm going to take the Lions on the road by the score of 24-23. Now, it's going to be the 6-3 Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to take on the winless Cleveland Browns. The Browns come into this game as the 8-point underdogs, while they are 0-9 on the season. And for Jacksonville, this is a golden opportunity for them to show me something. The Jaguars are 6-3. The Titans have already lost, so now you have an opportunity to go one game up on them in the AFC South race. On top of that, this is a game that you are expected to win if you are Jacksonville. Now, this is a young team, and they could show a ton of maturity if they go out there and take care of their business. Now, you look at this Jags defense, led by the likes of Miles Jack and Calais Campbell. They are flying around the football, and they are going to make life tough for whomever is back there playing quarterback for the Browns. I think the Titans, plain and simple, they're going to play solid D, and they're going to run the football. So if you're a fantasy buff out there and you have this Jags defense, you might want to start them. And also, I think that Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette could have a big contest versus his Browns defense. Thus, I'm going to take Jacksonville on the road by the score of 30-19. Now, you're going to have the 5-4 Green Bay Packers hosting the 4-5 Baltimore Ravens. And you look at both of these clubs. Offense has not been the name of the game for these two teams this season. Obviously, both squads are dealing with injuries, especially with the Packers, as there is no Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. I look at the Ravens, they are coming off of their bye week, and you look at their defense, they have kept this team afloat so far this season. Now, the Packers finally decided to play some defense last week as they got the win on the road versus the Chicago Bears, and this defensive unit is going to have to carry this team for the remainder of the season. This is one of those classic pick-ems as far as I'm concerned. Baltimore is favored by 2 points, but it's going to be cold. It's going to come down to field position and ball security, and I think Baltimore has enough to get past Green Bay on the road. Thus, I'm going to take the Ravens by the score of 22-17. Another classic pick 'em has the 3-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to take on the 4-5 Miami Dolphins. Of course, this was scheduled as a week one matchup, but it was postponed due to Hurricane Irma. Now, both of these teams have struggled on offense right now. You look at the Bucs, no Jameis Winston at quarterback because it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. You look at the Dolphins, and honestly, their offense, they basically don't show up. So this is one of those things. The first team that probably gets 15 points will win it. It's not going to be a pretty game. I think it will be sloppy, and I think the Dolphins will have enough to get past the Bucs at home by the score of 20-17. Now, a potential playoff preview, and it didn't sound like that when the season began, but you're going to have the 7-2 Los Angeles Rams traveling to take on the 7-2 Minnesota Vikings. Now, many years ago, the Rams versus the Vikings was one of the biggest rivalries in the National Football League. You go back to the 1970s, both of these teams consistently won their respective divisions, while they also consistently met up in the postseason. Now, both of these teams are a throwback to that era because you look at the Rams, they run the football effectively with Todd Gurley, and you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they can run the football effectively as well. Both of these teams play solid defense. You look at the likes of Aaron Donald for the Rams, and of course, Everson Griffin for the Vikings as far as his pass rushing ability. Now, for the Rams right now, quarterback Jared Goff, he is playing with extreme confidence, and he has a new target on the outside in one Robert Woods. This Rams team is flying high. They are playing with a ton of confidence, and I'm going to take LA on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, in New Orleans, you're going to have the 4-5 Washington Redskins traveling to take on the 7-2 New Orleans Saints. Now, the Saints are always tough at home with quarterback Drew Brees, as is the case this season, as they are 3-1 at home, and they are 8-point favorites coming into this contest. However, the Saints are winning games by running the football and playing solid defense, and we have not said that in a very long time. You look at this defense for the Washington Redskins, they have had problems stopping people. You look at the injuries on the offensive side of the ball for the Washington Redskins, and it does not bode well for quarterback Kirk Cousins, as this line has issues. They've been decimated by injuries, and now they have to go up against a very opportunistic Saints defense. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 34-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it will be the 6-3 Kansas City Chiefs taking on the 1-8 New York Giants. The Giants are off to their worst start since 1980, and it's very shocking that New York has yet to win a game at home this season. Kansas City comes into this contest favored by 10.5 points, and I think that is an understatement because the Giants simply don't care right now. Last week saw displayed that when they lost to the winless or previous winless San Francisco 49ers, and I was surprised that Giant co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch did not decide to pull the plug on the career of head coach Ben McAdoo. The Giants still have quarterback Eli Manning, but you look at this offensive line, they are in shambles. He doesn't have anybody to throw to, and you have a lifeless defense. That is not a recipe for success, rather. You look at the Chiefs, they love to run the football. They love to spread things around and have big movement. And I think tight end Travis Kelce, along with running back Tyreek Hill, will have big games in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take KC tomorrow by the score of 37-17. Now, you're going to have the 4-5 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 3-6 Houston Texans. And this game won't be pretty because it's the battle of backup quarterbacks. Tom Savage for Houston and Blaine Gabbert for Arizona. I think this game is going to come down to defense and who can run the football a little bit better. I think Arizona does that with Adrian Peterson, and I think their defense ekes this one out for them. This one's going to take the Cards on the road by the score of 20-13. Now, in Carson, California, it will be the 3-6 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 5-4 Buffalo Bills. And after the Bills got off to that strong start, they were 5-2. All of a sudden, the Bills realize, you know what, we're the Bills and we don't belong in playoff contention, because the last two games have seen them play like crap. Buffalo's strong point for their first half of the season was their defense, and they have not shown up in the last 2 weeks. Now, we saw Head coach Sean McDermott, bench quarterback Tyrod Taylor for the rookie Nathan Peterman as a way to try to jumpstart this team. But I don't think it's going to be good enough because you're looking at a Chargers team that is 3-6, but they have an opportunity to hang around in the playoff picture. And they've been playing some good football as of late. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers at home by the score of 30-20. Now, it's going to be the 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals traveling to take on the 3-6 Denver Broncos. And after the Broncos won their first two games of the season, it has gotten ugly real quick. And it starts with the issues on offense, especially with the quarterback position. Now, for Broncos head coach Vance Joseph, he started with Trevor Siemian at quarterback. Now it's Brock Osweiler, but it does not matter because they simply cannot get it going. For the Cincinnati Bengals, they've been up and down, but most importantly, this team has not quit on Marvin Lewis. You have two of the better defenses in the football, in football, and it's going to be interesting to see which one takes advantage and gives their team the opportunity to win this game. I think it will be Cincinnati, and I'm picking them to go on the road and win this contest by the score of 24-17. Now, in Mexico City, it's going to be the 7-2 New England Patriots traveling to take on the 4-5 Oakland Raiders. Now, for New England, they were able to go on the road last Sunday night and get the victory over the Denver Broncos. And for Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, he decided to keep his team in the state of Colorado to train for the high altitude as they travel to Estadio Azteca. Now, you look at this Patriots offense, and they are getting into one of those infamous grooves that we have seen New England get in. They always start off slow, but you know, once November rolls around, the Patriots are looking like a well-oiled machine. It hasn't been as easy this season as it was last year for the Raiders, and that is to be expected because teams have made adjustments to them. Now, Derek Carr should have a big game versus this Patriots defense, but the biggest issue for me is, will this Oakland defense be able to slow down New England and quarterback Tom Brady? I don't think so. Thus, I'm going to take the Pats on the road by the score of 37-27. Now, on Sunday night, it's going to be the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to take on the 5-4 Dallas Cowboys. And a victory here by Philadelphia all but wraps up the NFC East Championship. And that is a credit to this team as they finished in last place last season, in spite of the fact that they did have a 7-9 record. But you look at this Philly team under second-year head coach Doug Peterson and second-year quarterback Carson Wentz. They are playing with a ton of confidence. Philly can run the football effectively with Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount, and you look at this defense, they are flying around the football, and that's going to be important because we saw this Dallas offensive line get it handed to them last week by the Atlanta Falcons, and the Falcons recorded 8 sacks versus them. No Tyron Smith once again at left tackle for the Cowboys, and I think that this Eagles offense will take advantage of that, as they will take advantage of the fact that there's no Ezekiel Elliott at running back. Dallas will be game, but they won't have enough to keep up with the Eagles. Yes, I'm going to take Philly on the road by the score of 34-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the Atlanta Falcons with a record of 5-4 traveling to take on the 6-3 Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle secondary will look a lot different as there is no Richard Sherman, as he is out for the season with that Achilles injury that he suffered on Thursday night in Week 10 versus the Arizona Cardinals. That's going to be important because thus Seattle really doesn't have anybody to check Atlanta wide receiver Julio Jones. But the big thing with the Falcons has been, since their epic Super Bowl loss this past February, they've been an up-and-down team, and they've been sleepwalking a lot. And I think they have not recovered from that game. Now, for Seattle, they've let a few games go that they should have won, and they really should have a better record than what they have right now. I think that they are going to struggle as the season progresses without Richard Sherman, but it's a situation I think the extra day's rest heading into this contest, as well as playing at home, will be the difference for the Seahawks. Thus, I'm going to take them to squeak past Atlanta in this one by the score of 31-30. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 11 in the National Football League season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones beginning in June of 2018 at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy those games this weekend.